Hello, my luscious ones. I never know what to say in these updates, especially how to start them. So I guess a good way to start this one today is to tell you that I've had a very horny day today. I've come a lot to watch some porn, milked some cocks live one-on-one, which I love, and it's just been an overall fun day of fucking, so that's how my April is going so far. It's, what, day two or three, and I'm already having a blast. I hope that continues throughout this month. I don't really have much to share. This is more of just a what's coming up versus a monthly update, because I do plan on doing another Lacey behind the curtain audio this month, because I did get some very encouraging feedback on that. So I'll share a little bit more with that regard later on in April. This month, I have a handful of things that I'm itching to get to, but I also want to leave some time for creative freedom of mine. I'm finding that I feel like I can't record the things that hit me and inspire me if I overpromise. So I want to leave some leeway for just random dirty tales for you this month. I don't think you're going to mind, because I know that you guys always seem to really connect with those ones that have inspired me. It's like, you know that I was in the naughty mood to record those type of tales when I do it. But I know some of you kind of like to know what you're in for as well. So the things that I have on my list that I want to get to, I do have the pick of the month, which I usually get to. I have, I recorded a tale last month called Employee Satisfaction, and when I created the first one, I knew I wanted there to be a couple more, and I think the first one went out to all of the tiers, and in my mind, I wanted the next one to go to the exclusive tiers, and then the final installment of that series to go to the Letters to Lacey Storytime tier. So I have two more with the same characters and kind of the same theme as the Employee Satisfaction tales. So two more of those coming up this month. And I have a baseball-themed script that I have saved that I've never done a baseball one, I don't think. And there's a lot of baseball type of innuendos that I really like in that one. So I'm looking forward to getting to that script also. Something else. Oh, I do often get asked if I'm going to create a live event. Actually, every month I get asked if there's going to be a live event, which I find really curious, because to me, the live events are just me being awkward and nervous, and I don't think they're as sexy as a lot of my other stuff, but I continue to get asked about them, so that must mean that you enjoy them. So I will schedule a live event, a short one. I'm contemplating doing a more authentic JOI type of live event this month, and I'll tell you what I mean by that in a second. I just haven't planned the exact date. I don't know when Easter falls, if Easter, it must fall in April, I would assume. I just know that that time is usually busy, and I want to make sure as many people could attend the live event as possible. So I'll check the dates. If it can't be end of this month, then it might be very early May. We'll see. My early April is quite jam-packed as it is. But what I mean by a more authentic JOI is actually giving you stroking instructions. I find that a little bit difficult for me, only because I know how to make a cock come by doing what I do, stroking it or sucking it or riding it. I just don't have a cock myself. I never stroke one in the way you would be stroking it to know how you stroke. I've seen a lot of men stroke their cocks, and I know they're all different. And so for me to give you the proper instructions to stroke your cock and make you come, I always think I flounder there. Like, I don't know if you're following my instructions, if they're really turning you on or not. If I had to instruct a woman on how to play with her pussy and make herself come, I could do that with my eyes closed. It's not the same when I'm not the one making your cock come, if that makes sense. But I'm thinking maybe if I do it in more of a femdom, mistressy, milfy sort of way, kind of demanding you to do certain things, and maybe a lot of, or a number of stops and starts, that might build the need for your cock to want to come and help with my instructions, even if they wouldn't be the way you'd exactly stroke. But then again, if you have tips or pointers for me on things you like hearing in a JOI, a more authentic JOI, I'd be happy to hear those too. But that's what I'm going to be going for with the live event later this month or early next month. Those are sort of the audio things I have planned. Again, the rest of them will be whatever my naughty mind comes up with. Passwords for the Dropbox library, new ones for April, will be coming out within the next 3 or 4 days, so keep an eye on your messages for those. In addition, a reminder to those of you that connect with me on Skype, whether regularly or just the odd time, Skype is closing its doors in May, I think early May. So this will be the last month it will be available. I do have other platforms where I take live one-on-one calls, but I have found a replacement for Skype, which is very, very similar, practically indistinguishable from Skype. So I will send out quick messages to anyone that I've spoken to previously on Skype, but if for whatever reason you don't get that, or if you've never connected with me on Skype and want to know where you can connect with me in future and what I've changed over to, then just send me a message, whether it be in Patreon or Subscribestar, or you contact me through my website, or you just use my email. Let me know, and I'll be happy to tell you how you can find me again when Skype is gone. I think that's about it. I wanted this to be quick. I'll do more rambling in your ears with more dirty themed stuff when I do my behind the curtain later this month. And I'm just looking forward to the warmer weather. And some of you might already be experiencing the warmer weather, but that's what I'm looking forward to. I've already bought a couple summer dresses that I can't even wear yet, but I'm sure I'll be squeezing my big tits into them soon enough. Thank you so much for your support and letting me do what I love to do. Someone the other day actually asked me if I was milking any cocks that day, meaning was I taking live calls, and I wasn't. And they messaged back something to the effect of, well, I'm sure lots of cocks are spilling their cum for you now anyways, just listening to your audios. And I thought that was so hot to hear. I know some of you think that I think about that all the time, like how much cum I've milked and how many cocks come for me and how many men listen to me, men and women listened to me and my stories. I don't think about that per se. When I do, though, like when he said that, I thought, yeah, that's pretty fucking hot. I might not be talking to anyone live, but there's definitely cocks around the globe coming for me live anyways, which is pretty hot to think about. I more do this, I mean, I love that part too, don't get me wrong, but I do it because I just love telling dirty stories. And I do like men liking my dirty stories, so I like it when people tell me they really liked that story, but I never think about how many men like that story, if that makes sense. It's not the quantity of men, it's just the men who find quality and joy in my work. And I know that that applies to all of you because you support me and encourage me, and you are my subscribers, and I love you for that. It took me a long time to get that out, but I'm just trying to tell you how much I appreciate you all allowing me to do this. So I hope you're going to love the naughty tales I share with you this month. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.